is the priest blow the trumpet.
哦，那为什么在这样的情况，在这样的情形里头，祭司要吹号呢？
Why is it in this situation at this moment, the priest need to blow the trumpet?
我们请看民数记第十章。
Please turn to Numbers chapter 10.
民数记第十章第十节。
Numbers chapter 10, verse 10.
第十节好，请念。
Numbers chapter 10, verse 10. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginning of your month, you shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifice of your peace offering, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God.
在这里提到在怎样的情形之下需要祭司需要吹号。
He mentioned the situations there add that the priests need to blow the trumpet.
在一些快乐的日子或者一些节期祭司要吹号。
When there's a special date and also the day of offerings, this is when the priests need to blow the trumpet.
那民数记十章的第一节到第十节在记载着起初神要摩西来打造这两只这个银号。
So in the Numbers chapter 10, verse 1 to verse 2, recorded that God wants Moses to make these two trumpets of silver.
好，那我们再看到出埃及记十九章。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章第一节。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 1.Exodus chapter 19, verse 1. Verse 1. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai.
这里提到以色列人出埃及之后第三个月，他们就来到这个西乃的旷野。
He mentioned after the third month, the Israelites came out of Egypt, they have entered into the wilderness of Sinai.
那他们在那里停留了相当长的一段时间。
They have stayed there for a long period of time.
在这一段时间里头，摩西他上山去领受神所给他的这个划板十条诫命。
During this time, Moses went up to the mountain Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments, the stone tablets.
那神也告诉摩西怎么来建造这个会幕。
And God has instructed Moses how to build a tabernacle.
神也告诉摩西怎么来制造这个敬拜神所需要用的这些器具。
God also instructed Moses the tool they need to have to worship God.
那当然也包括了制造这两只银号。
That also included to make these two silver trumpet.
因为有很多事情要做，所以他们在西乃旷野。停留了相当长的时间。
There's many things need to be done at the time, so this is why they stayed at Mount Sinai for a long period of time.
好，我们请再看回民数记第十章。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 10.
民数记第十章十一节。
Numbers chapter 10, verse 11. Numbers chapter 10, verse 11. Verse 11. And also, in the day of your gladness and your solemn days, and in the beginning of your month, Numbers chapter 10, verse 11. And it came to pass on the 12th day of the second month, in the second year, that a cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. How long did they stay in the mountain Sinai?
这里说到第二年的二月二十号，这个银彩收上去，他们才又开始行路。
It said stated in the second year, and that the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle of the testimony. Then they started a journey.
那这一次他们开始行路呢，就是有吹号。
So when they walk in their journey, they start blow the trumpet.
这是记载在第一节到第十节里头。
This is recorded within chapter verse 1 to verse 10.
那我们来看一下民数记十章第一节第二节。
Let's please read Numbers chapter 10 verse 1 verse 2. Numbers chapter 10 verse 1 verse 2. And the Lord spoke unto Moses saying, verse 2, make thee two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembling and for the journey of the camps.
这里神要摩西来制造两只银号。
Here God instructed Moses to make these two trumpets of silver.
那这是在摩西的时代所发生的一件事情。
This is the event, one of the event happened during the time of Moses.
那记载在这本圣经里头。
This is recorded in the Bible.
那今天我们来读今天我们看到这一段记载。
So today when we read this passage,
那我们有一种解释圣经的方法叫做灵异的解释或者意表的解释。
There's a way when we can explain the Bible in a spiritual way and also
prefiguration. 这个是我们在读旧约圣经的时候我们常常用的一种那个讲解圣经的方法。
This is the way when we read the Old Testament and how we explain the teaching in the Old Testament, the way they explain the Old Testament in the teaching.
就是从历史当中所做的一件事情所发生的事情我们来得到一些教训。
It is from the history of the Israelite, so we can learn the teaching.
我们来解释它的属灵的意义。
We use this way to explain the spiritual teaching.
或者呢，这件事情或这个东西，它有什么意表
？Or this event or this matter has any prefigurations?
那这里讲到这两只银号是用银去把它锤出来的。
Here it says that these two trumpets of silver was assembling and to stone becoming to a shape.
就是他不是用 几片的银去把它烧成的，他是用一块的银去把它锤成的。
This is not used many pieces of silver to make to be a trumpet of silver, but it's used a piece of silver to make to the silver trumpet.
这个用属灵的意义去解释呢就是说他们是联合在一起的。
When we use the spiritual teaching to explain this, that means that they are united within as one.
用一块银子去做成的。
Use one silver to make into this silver trumpet.
这告诉我们今天我们弟兄姐妹，我们在做圣工的时候，我们要很同心、很合意的一起来工作。
This tells us that when we do holy work, and the brother sister need to have the same heart to do the work.
好像是一块的银子所打造出来的。
Just like this one piece of silver to make them into a silver trumpet.
所以很重要，就是说同心。
So it is very important that we have the same heart.
一个家庭，一个团体，教会，这个同心都是很重要的。
Whether it's in family, a group, or church, that the same heart within each other is very important.
这个同心能够产生很大的力量。
So this united as one heart can create a huge power.
在做圣工，同心能够得到神更大的帮助。
So when we work in holy work, when we have the same heart, and God will greatly help us and abide with us.
请看撒母耳记上十四章。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 14.
撒母耳记上十四章。
First Samuel chapter 14.
十四章第六节。
Verse 6.1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 6. Verse 6. And Jonathan said to the young men that bear his armors, come and let us go over unto the transgressions of these uncircumcised, it may be that the law will work for us, for there is no restraint to the law to say by many or by few.
这是一场的这个战争。
This is a battle.
但是两方面的人都等在那里，没有人敢先攻打。
From each side, from these two sides, no one are willing to engage into the battle. They are all waiting.
那看起来是非利士人比这个以色列人还要强。
It seems the Philistine is much stronger than Israelite.
那这个耶拿丹他想要找机会先来发动攻击。
And Jonathan tried to find an opportunity so that he can engage to attack.
因为他相信神的帮助。
Because he believed the hands of the Lord.
所以他说神使人得胜不在乎人多或者人少。
So he says, God give us victory, does not matter if there's many or few, by few.
那人少如果同心的话能够得到神的帮助。
So if there's few men, if they can have the same heart, united as the same heart, they will receive the help of the Lord.
第七节。
Verse 7, and his armor bearer say unto him, Do all that is in thy heart. Turn thee, behold, I am with thee according to thy heart.
耶拿丹要做这件事情，他只跟一个人讲。
Before Jonathan engaged in this matter, he only had told one person.
那这个人说，我随着你的心意，就是我跟你同心。
So this person says, I will be with your heart and will be the same heart according to you.
所以虽然只有两个人。
So although there's only two people.
但是因为他们的同心，他们对神的信心，所以神帮助他们。
Because they have the same heart and also their faith to God.And in this way, the hands of God will help them.
请看跳到二十三节。
Let's jump to verse 23. So the Lord saved Israel that day, and the battle passed over unto Bethlehem.
就因为这两个人的同心，他们这个以色列人得到神的帮助。
Because these two people had the same heart, the Israelite has received the help of the Lord.
就像耶拿丹对神的信心，他所说的不在人多或者人少。
Just like Jonathan, his faith unto God does not matter the people are many or few.
这个两只银号是用银子一块的银子去锤出来的。
These two silver trumpet is using one piece of silver to make them.
那这也代表着说我们要经过一些的这个试炼锻炼。
This is also meaning and represent that we must go through some kind of a training and also a test.
一块银子把它打出这个号的这种形状来要经过很多的这种打造。
So one piece of silver to make into a trumpet.And we must use many ways to make them.
那成为一只银号之后，就能够很有用处。
And after become a silver trumpet, and this vessel will become very useful.
所以在我们信仰的道路上面神也常常训练我们让我们能够被神来用。
In our journey of faith, God often train us so we can be ready, but used by God.
所以当我们要做一件事情之前呢人家也常常会问我们说你有没有经验。
So before we do certain work, often people ask us, do you have any experience?
所以神训练我们让我们有经验而来为他工作。
So God has trained us so we can be experienced to work for him.
那民数记十章第二节告诉我们这个吹号的目的是什么。
Numbers chapter 10, verse 2 tells us the meaning why they blow the trumpet.
第一个要召集会众。
First is to gather the assembly.
把会众召集过来。
To gather all the assembly to one point.
这给我们一个提醒，就是我们今天也要把会众召集到主耶稣的面前。
This reminds us we also need to be gather all the church members to come before the Lord.
不但是教会的弟兄姐妹，包括这些还没有信耶稣的人， 我们要把他们召集过来。
Not only the member of the church, we also need to gather the non-believer come before the Lord.
就是用主耶稣的福音来把人召集过来。
It's through the gospel of Christ to gather these people before the Lord.
我们请参考启示录第七章。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章第九节。
Revelation chapter 7 verse 9. 9. After this, I behold, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palm in their hands.
这里说从有这个约翰他看到说有许许多多的人是没有办法数过来的。
He tells us that John has seen a great multitude which no man could number.
来自各个地方、各个国家、各个语言。
From all nations, all people and tongues.
都来到这个宝座的面前。
They have came before the throne.
他们都身穿着白衣。
They have all clothed with white robes.
好，我们再跳过来看十三节。
Let's jump to read verse 13. Verse 13. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they?
十四节。
Verse 14. And I say unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he say to me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes.And made them white into the blood of the Lamb.
这里说这些穿白衣的人呢，都是用曾经用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
He tells us, the people were wearing the white robe, they were made them with white in the blood of the Lamb.
这个羔羊的血就是指着主耶稣的血。
The blood of the Lamb represent the blood of Lord Jesus.
被羔羊的血洗净了，就是那些已经受了。赦罪洗礼的人。
After being washed by the blood of the Lamb, this means this person has been baptized for the remission of the sin.
所以宣传福音让人明白这个救恩。
So to preach the gospel so the people can understand the salvation.
为人祷告那求主耶稣来拣选人。
So to pray for the people multitude, so the Lord Jesus can choose his chosen one.
当一个人领受了救恩，他就得着耶稣基督这个宝血的洗净。
After a person received the salvation of the Lord Jesus, this means they have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb.
所以今天就像保罗所说的，无论在怎样的境况之下，我们总是要传福音。
Just like Paul has said.We must preach in season and out of seasons.
把会众召集到主耶稣的面前。
To gather all the assembly, the church member come before the throne of the Lord.
所以我们传讲救人的福音，圣经的真理。
So we preach the way of salvation and also the truth in the Bible.
我们请参考以弗所书第四章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3.
十三节。
Verse 13. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
这里说要在 faith, 在信仰上、真道上要同归于一。
He said, come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
传讲圣经的真理。
So to preach the truth in the Bible.
让人能够真正得到耶稣宝血洗净的这个真理。
So men can understand and receive the truth that the Lord Jesus shed his blood for their sin.
把人召集到这个主耶稣的身这主耶稣所设立的教会。
So to gather people come to the church that Lord Jesus established.
再来吹号有第二个目的，就是要叫众人开始行走。
The second meaning of blowing the trumpet, that is, to instruct the multitude start to walk.
我 我们请看回《民数记》的第十章。
Please turn back to Numbers chapter 10。
《民数记》十章第二节。
Numbers chapter 10 verse 2。Verse 2, make thee two trumpets of silver of a whole piece, shalt thou make them, that thou may use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journey of the camps.
这里说吹号另外一个目的就是要叫众营起行。
Here tells the second meaning when we blow the trumpet is for the journey of the camps.
我们知道这些以色列人在旷野路上他们知道什么时候要停下来。停下来，什么时候要行走
？We know that Israel walk in the wilderness, know when to stop and when to walk.
就是看那个营柱、火柱。
It is to watch over this pillar of fire, pillar of the cloud.
那十一节刚才我们有讲到，那个营彩收上去了，他们就要开始行走。
Here, verse 11 says, when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle of the testimony, that's when they start to walk.
那当他们把营号做好了之后呢，当营彩上去，他们要行走了，他们就要吹号。
So after they have made the silver trumpet, and the cloud has ascended, taken out from the tabernacle, and they start to walk.
所以在那个超过一百万的这么多的人他们要很有秩序的来往前进。
So more than 1 million people, they have to walk forward in order.
所以他们不但要看这个营柱火柱，他们还要听这个营号。
They not only need to watch this pillar of clouds and pillar of fire, they also need to pay attention for the blow, listen to the blow of trumpet.
所以神都跟他们安排了这一切让他们在行动上都能够很有秩序。
So God had arranged all these for them, so for their actions they have, it's all according, as united as one.
他们有共同的、相同的这个记号。
And they have the same and same sign.
不能够说有的人说我们等一下再走，有的人说我要先走。
One cannot say, I will walk first, or I will walk, I will stop.
他们要共同，这神要他们共同认定的，这个营柱、火柱，还有这个号的声音，根据这个，他们来采取行动。
And God had instructed them so that they have the same heart, and understanding in the same heart, so they watch over the pillar of cloud, and pillar of fire, and also listen to the trumpet.
所以今天我们在教会里头工作也是这样子，大家要有共同的认识。
So today when we work at church, we also need to have the same heart and understanding.
大家都认为这件事情很重要，我们都为这个事情祷告，我们都一起来为来做这个事情。
So everyone understand a certain thing is very important. We need to all pray.And we need to do the same work.
就好像当时尼希米带领他们建修筑城墙就是这样子。
Just like back then when Nehemiah lead the Israelites to build the wall of the temple, is the same way.
每一群的人他们都有共同的认识，把城墙修筑起来，这是重要的。
The multitude had all acknowledged that they need to build this wall together.
那他们也都很有秩序的每一部分的人来修筑一段。
In order and in different group, they build each section of the wall.
所以尼希米在做这个工作当中，他同样的有这样的精神，让大家有一共同的认识。
So when Nehemiah does this work, that he had the same spirit, and everyone had the same heart.And to finish the task.
把每一群的人都安排好，很有秩序的。
So he arranged each section, each group in order.
所以在教会的生活，在教会的工作上面，我们也是要看重这个大家共同的认识，还有在做的当中的这个秩序。
So in the same way in the church work, that we also need to have the same heart doing certain work and also in order.
我们做圣工是很欢喜的， 很自由的来做。
So when we do holy work, we fill with a joyful heart and also a heart of freedom.
但是自由不等于没有秩序。
So a heart of freedom does not mean there's no order.
我们蒙主耶稣的拣选，我们也成为自由的人。
So we have received the blessing of God has chosen us, but this means we also need to be a person in order.
所以这个自由跟秩序并不相违背。
So the person that who has order and also a person receive freedom does not contradict itself.
但是我们人很容易滥用的自由。
So, but men often misuse this freedom.
所以常常在自由的当中而没有秩序。
Abuses freedom. So often in a person walking free, this person tend to have no order.
这也常常是这个社会的一个问题的存在。
And this is a problem in the society.
但在我们的信仰当中，我们如果不留意的话，也会变成了滥用自由而没有秩序。
So in our journey of faith, if we not pay attention, that we also will abuse this freedom and has no order.
因为在保罗的时代就已经有这样的事情在弟兄姐妹当中。
Because at the time of Paul, there is things in people has no order at the time.
所以在保罗的书信里头也常常提醒他们不要误用了自由。
So in Paul's letter, and Paul often remind them that they must walk in order.
我们请参考哥林多前书十四章。
Let's please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书十四章四十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 40. 十四章
四十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 40. Let all things be done decently and in order.
这里保罗说，凡事都要按着次序而行。
Here Paul tells us, let all things be done decently and in order.
我们这位神他是一个很合理、很有次序的神。
The God we believe is a God in decency and also in order.
这个次序充满在这个宇宙当中。
So there is order in this universe.
所以我们个人的生活、教会的生活一样的都要有次序的。
So our personal life and the life in church, we must also walk in order.
我们参考一下帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章。
Please turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
帖所罗尼迦后书三章第六节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3,
第三章第六节。
Verse 6. Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6. Now we commend you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourself from every brother that walk disorderly, and not after the tradition which have received of us.
在这里是保罗的相当重的一个警告，说那个有人不按规矩、不按秩序的呢，甚至要远离这样的人。
Here Paul gives a warning against idleness. The brother that walks disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us, we must be away from these people.
那第七节保罗说，我们在你们当中，我们的行事为人，不是没有按规矩的。
Verse 7, Paul stated, for yourself know how you ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you.
跳过来看十一节。
We'll jump to verse 11.
前面。
Verse 11, for we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, walking not at all, but are busybody.
因为在当时有人他们不按规矩而行，只是什么都不，连自己应该做的工作也不做，只是在那边游荡，管闲事。
Because at the time, there's people disorderly and work not at all, but a busybody.
那这个不按秩序，没有不按着规矩秩序，这个保罗就指责他们。
So these people does not walk in order, and Paul has rebuked them.
那 当时有一些人认为说主耶稣已经快来了。
At the time, there's a few people saying that the Lord Jesus is down about to come.
啊，所以我们就不用工作了。
So then we do not need to do any work.
那，但是还要吃饭呐。
But they still need to eat.
啊，所以呢，他们就到处的去啊，这个没有工作哈。啊那而到、哦、这个人家家里啊、哦、或者朋友那里啊或信徒那里啊、哦、去吃饭。
So they don't want to work and they go to different places and to eat and to do things freely.、
哦、这个就是没有秩序。
So this is mean they have no order.、
哦、我们再看回民数记第十章。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 10.
民数记第十章第三节
Numbers chapter 10 verse 3 And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregations.
第四节
Verse 4 And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes which are headed of the thousand of Israel shall gather themselves unto thee.
第五节
Verse 5When you blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward.
第六节。
Verse 6. When you blow an alarm the second time, the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys.
第七节。
Verse 7. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm.
那这里也有很、啊、比较详细的讲。他们如何来分辨、啊、这个号的声音要做什么事情
Here tells us detailedly, clearly that how they discern the sound of the trumpet and to so they can understand to do a certain work.、
哦、这个告诉我们、啊、我们要能够懂得分辨
Here teaches us that we need to also know how to discern.、
哦、尤其今天在这个资讯很发达的这个时代里头
So especially today, this world is full of information, and also technology, and a booming society.
哦，每一天有很多的这种信息，很多的声音在我们的生活里头。
Every day we receive many message, the worldly things in our life.
哦，那我们要去分辨，啊、哦，去分辨这个声音。
We must know how to discern different sound.
哦、那尤其跟思想有关系的这些资讯、哦、我们 要,、哦、要小心要谨慎
Especially the information the sounds related to our thoughts we must know how to discern、
哦、我们要去分辨好的不好的
We must discern what is right, what is wrong、
哦、我们就要分辨有价值的没有价值的
We must also discern what is value, what is not value、哦、
再请读第八节
Please read verse 8. Verse 8, And the son of Aaron, the priest, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations.
第九节。
Verse 9, And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppress you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and you shall be saved from your enemies.
那在这里也提到说是亚伦的子孙这些祭司他们要来吹号
He also mentioned Aaron, their descendant, the priest, shall blow the trumpet
那在第九节、也提到另外一个吹号的很重要的一个目的
For verse 9 also described another important reason why they need to blow the trumpet
在这个跟敌人打仗的时候也要用号而且吹出大声
So when they go into the war in the battles they also need to blow the trumpet against the enemy
那这里说便会得在神的面前得纪念而蒙神的拯救
Here it says you shall be remembered before the Lord your God and you shall be saved from your enemy
对我们今天来讲我们都是属灵的祭司
It tells us today that we are a spiritual priest.
哦，所以今天我们每一个人都有这个吹号的这一个责任啊，这个责任。
So it tells us each one of us today that we are responsible to do the work of blowing the trumpet.
哦，传福音是每一个人的事情。
So to preach the gospel is each one of us that we the mission are given to us.
哦，要去。能要去做分辨也是每一个人的事情。
So to be able to discern is also our task.
哦，这个征战属灵的征战也是每一个人的事情。
So the spiritual battle is also we also understand is given to each one of us.
哦，这里说打仗的时候吹号才能够蒙神的纪念。
It says when they in a battle they blow the trumpet they will be remembered by God.
哦、那得神的纪念才会得神的帮助。
So if you remember by the Lord, then you will also receive the help of the Lord.、
哦、所以今天我们每一个人，我们的教会是不是能够得到神的纪念、哦、得到神的帮助？我们每一个人都很重要。
So today, if we can receive the remembrance of God, so each one of us.Carry this important task.
哦，因为我们每一个人都是祭司，我们每一个人都要吹号。
So each one of us, we are the spiritual priest, and that we must blow this trumpet.
哦，这就是为什么保罗他传福音，但是他常常要弟兄姐妹为传福音的工作来祷告。
This is why when Paul he often preached the gospel, he asked the saints to pray for the.His ministry.
哦，因为传福音很重要的是要得神的纪念，得神的同工。
Because when we preach the gospel, we need to ask God to walk with us, and also to be remembered by God.
哦，所以我们要常常为传福音的工作，为这些传福音的人祷告。
So we often need to pray for the people who is preaching the gospel.
哦，常常这个祷告也好像也就是。就像当时他们的吹号。
So this prayer is like back then when they blow the trumpet.
哦，因为我们知道祷告是能够蒙神的纪念。
So because we know when we pray, God will remember us.
哦，祷告好能够得神的同在。
Prayer will receive the guidance of God.
哦，那常常为传福音的人、传福音的工作祷告，神能够打开这个福音的门。
So you often pray for the people who is preaching the gospel, and God will open.This door of salvation.
我们唱诗286首。
Please sing hymn 286.
我们唱第一节跟最后。